Welcome to the October 2021 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group. The support group is designed to provide answers to any questions you might have and also to discuss any topics you'd like for us to cover. So we are here to provide all the support that you are looking for to have a successful journey down the road to recovery from the symptoms associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. In our session today, I first have a question that was submitted in an email that I want to read and discuss. And second of all, I'd like to provide some thoughts on meditations I've done for the entire previous month on what it really takes to have a successful journey down the road to recovery and reverse those troubling neurological symptoms. First, the question. Good afternoon, Robert. Looking forward to the group on Sunday. I was wondering if anyone has had any experience with the product called C, the letter C, 6060 purple question mark. First, I'd like to, for those of you who've never heard of this, provide an overview, an explanation of what this C60 purple power really is. And then I'll provide what information I have about any persons with neurological symptoms have had with using this particular product. What is C60? First, as just an introduction, I do want everybody to know it was actually invented or created by three research scientists who, get this, actually were awarded a Nobel Prize for the discovery. When I heard about this, I thought, whoa, that's pretty incredible. Let's learn a little bit more about C60. I then hosted an interview with the CEO of a company that actually has developed a C60 product that they sell to individuals. So I have a link to a radio show interview that I will put in the notes to this support group session. You can listen to the interview that I had with the CEO of C60 Purple Power, whose name is Kenneth Schwartz, who provides really a very eloquent and informational explanation of what this really is all about. Let me, for those of you who don't have time to actually listen to the 30-minute interview with Dr. Schwartz, let me just read to you what they present on his website. C60 is a naturally occurring molecule composed of 60 carbon atoms forming something that looks like a hollow soccer ball. In fact, it is the only molecule of a single element that forms a spherical cage. This unique structure makes C60 a free radical sponge with the ability to neutralize free radicals and reset itself again and again. So for these reasons, C60 has an antioxidant efficacy, I'm not saying that quite correctly, several hundred fold times higher than conventional antioxidants. Not only can C60 help maximize the efficiency of the cells in producing energy, but it may also provide cellular protection against many toxic environmental factors. Clearly, we know that toxins play a very large role in influencing neurological symptoms. So my thought was, well, if C60 is something that can provide some protection against those kinds of toxic invaders, then it seems like it should theoretically provide some wonderful relief to persons diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Now, as you will actually hear in the interview with Dr. Schwartz, there have actually, since the discovery of C60, been a number of studies. Most of them are animal studies. We can't then point to a specific study that used persons diagnosed with Parkinson's disease to see what the results might be of anybody actually using C60. It is a new invention as of 1985. So in the world of science, that very clearly is a very, very new discovery by three wonderful scientists. Now, The C60 is also described as what Buckminster Fuller had developed many years ago, that sphere that many of you are familiar with, the hexagonal kind of a sphere. So I think one of the ways to think about this set of 60 carbon molecules is just to think about it as a soccer ball. I think that's probably the best way to understand what this is all about. So an interesting discovery, and most of the studies actually have focused on radiation and using the C60 as a way to prevent the exposure to radiation that can cause serious health problems. So when they do animals, they find it really does work some miracles. If you have C60, you're insulated from the effects of radiation, and if you don't, well, you've got real problems. Now, the line, since we have quite a bit of development out there in the universe of new cellular tower developments called 5G, it may be that all of us are going to be needing to take this C60 really as protection against the exposure to some of those higher frequencies. Now, of course, the question that was asked here in the email is, okay, so what's the evidence? What have you heard? So what I have to report is, unfortunately, I haven't heard anything from anyone about using carbon-60. It's like, oh, no. So usually when I interview a radio show and we'll have a handful of individuals that will say, well, that calls out to me. Let me give that a try. And hopefully they'll order it and begin taking it. And if it works, then, again, a handful of those individuals will typically let me know whether it worked or whether it didn't. I don't have any reports whatsoever. Now, what I do want to report, however, is I do promise to do a follow-up in the following way. For many years now, during the holiday season, I have ask people to answer a survey. It's a simple two-question survey that takes no more than 5 minutes to answer. And the first question asks the individuals who want to respond to my survey, since last holiday season, in other words, since a year ago, have you been feeling better, about the same, or worse? And all a person has to do in responding is to tell us, well, is it about the same, is it better, is it worse? I might also just say, as a matter of information, that of the many surveys I've done here every holiday season, we find that about two-thirds of the respondents either report they're really the same or they're better, which is really a remarkable result. And that result seems to be holding year after year. The second question, I think, is one that we might be able to learn a little bit more about whether people have benefited from taking the C60 Purple Power product. And that is that in the second question, I say, please list all of the natural therapies and treatments and options that you have found have been helping you feel better. Now, that's an open-ended question. And in previous years, people just write down many different kinds of therapies, techniques, options. And so what we'll see is how many individuals are going to report C60 has been a useful therapy for them. So I don't know if we're going to get anybody that actually reports that or not. I think one of the challenges, of course, is that we here at Parkinson's Recovery don't pay for massive marketing and advertising of what we do. We simply air a radio show and hope that people will be listening and maybe refer that to other people. Some of the other large organizations like the Fox Foundation and a lot of the Parkinson's foundations have huge marketing and advertising budgets. We don't have any. And so my guess is we don't have a lot of people even that still know about this C60 carbon product. Now, again, as a reminder in the notes, I will put a link to my radio show interview with the person who's the CEO of the source of C60 if you are called out to be able to learn more about it and even purchase some of that. They also apparently have a YouTube channel. It's called C60 Purple Power. You can go then on YouTube and you can type in the letter C, the number 60, and then the words purple power. and apparently, according to Dr. Swartz, a number of different presentations of videos will be shown about that very specific product. Now, I think the wonderful report I've got for you about what the work is that they're doing is they make no claims of FDA approval. They don't have the studies that would support FDA approval. It is a relatively natural product. They don't have any evidence that it does any harm. But they're making no claims whatsoever of its effectiveness for any specific disease or condition. Again, it's new. They don't have the studies with humans that would show one way or another whether this can benefit persons who have neurological challenges. So in the end, unfortunately, although I did air that interview several years ago, we still don't have much evidence about whether or not people with Parkinson's are finding that it's providing some systematic and system relief, particularly if it offers some prevention from exposure to toxins. I would like to now move to the second agenda item. And that agenda item is really one that reflects what I've been doing this past month when it comes to my work with Parkinson's. I have now been conducting outreach research on the many different natural options and therapies that offer the possibility that people can find relief from their symptoms for almost 20 years. So it's been two decades. And so what I decided to do is to take a break from doing a lot of the discoveries. We've now had dozens and dozens of natural options that offer relief possibilities for many people, not everyone, but for many people. And so I've been rather pleased at the fact that we have been able to identify and document many of the options, and oftentimes with the people who are the source of those possibilities, the researchers, the inventors, the developers. And of course, I'm also very pleased to report that we've also been able to document some of the more recent inventions that people have been reporting to me have been really very, very useful. Things like photobiomodulation, things like electromagnetic field therapy. These are some of the new and upcoming therapies that are really showing promising results, again, for persons diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. But let me step back and let me report to you where I ended up in reflecting on what is it that really is necessary for a person to succeed with healing from the symptoms that they experience that are neurologically oriented. This meditation or set of days of the reflection really were inspired by being contacted by a person that I actually don't know, just a person who found that I was a person that had identified a number of different options. And in the initial stages of some email correspondence, they were asking me what therapies would I recommend they should try. And of course, my response to the email question was, the answers really depend on what's causing your symptoms. If you can explore that, we'll be able to have a better idea of what kinds of therapies might best address those causes. Well, a follow-up email came back, and the follow-up email said, well, what are the five most probable therapies that will provide relief? So I stopped and I thought to myself, you know, I guess if I were a person that knew how to make money, I would say, oh, do these five things, you know, and I would have some kind of affiliate association with those five natural possibilities, and I would make some money off of that. But of course, the fact is that there is no good answer to that question because, once again, it depends on what is causing the symptoms. So I wrote back and I kind of reiterated what I mentioned before and mentioned that there are some underlying influences that can really make a huge impact on the symptoms. I got another email, and with this email, the question was, well, what is the one therapy that you recommend I ought to embrace? So it's really the same question, but it kept coming back to me. And then I stopped and I thought to myself, you know, I think I'm getting the same question from thousands of people that I've talked with over the past 20 years. It's just this is really much clearer to me and that I'm not able to answer the question. So I thought I'll stop And I'll ask myself, well, what really is the real answer to that question? Here's my answer as I have reflected on what is it that really is necessary for a person to succeed fully and completely in reversing their symptoms. What I realized is that in identifying all of these natural options that, again, are helping people, I'm pleased to report, a person is looking for the solution outside of themselves. They're looking for something that they can take or use or get or benefit from that's external to who they are that will, in fact, if taken on a regular basis, provide relief from their symptoms. Now, yes, again, a lot of these natural options do exactly that. There are some clearly benefits. And yet, if you step back and if I ask the question, well, is the problem resolved? Are these troubling neurological challenges all of a sudden, have they vanished? And the answer is, in a lot of cases, no. In some cases, yes. But in a lot of cases, no. So what's really going on? The underlying challenge for persons who have this condition winds up being the issue of control, feeling like you are not in control. Why is that? My research reveals and has revealed now for a number of years the underlying driving mechanism happens to be the traumas that a person has experienced in their life. I have now been talking about this for many years, and I know that for a number of persons who hear this, they think to themselves, well, that's not me. I don't really have any traumas in my life. Now, if I have an opportunity to talk with them personally, I typically can get a person to recognize, well, wait a minute, there have been traumas. You just haven't acknowledged them. So when I say traumas, traumas can be hospital visits to a family member who is ill. They can be surgeries that you have had. Traumas can be accidents that you have had. Traumas can be, of course, emotional traumas. They can be situations where you had a very challenging job. Perhaps you made a great deal of money, and yet the stress was off the charts. The trauma can then be mental, and of course, it can also be very, very much emotional. You can have some abuse of various types. It can be mental abuse. It can be physical abuse. It can be abuse of a lot of different types. Now, what we do in order to survive and to live longer lives than just to the age of 20 or 25 is that we tend to move through those traumas, and we then say, it's done. I've recovered, I'm successful, I can work, I can function, I can have a family, I can feed my family. So fact is that while the trauma might have happened 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, it's no longer influencing my life. What I can now, I think, report with some assurance is that's not true. Traumas get stuck at the cellular level in our body. What happens then is for a person that has not perhaps a single huge trauma, but a whole series of traumas over the course of their life. And again, remember, we're talking about all kind of different traumas. We're talking about divorces. We're talking about children who are sick. We're talking about many different types of influences. The difficulty is then that it creates this awful anxiety that resonates throughout the neural networks of the body. You are in constant tension. Your body is always tense. So the neurological pathways are very sensitive. They're actually wet and juicy, and you can just imagine they very much are affected by the fact that you are carrying the remnants of traumas that you've experienced over the course of your life. Think about what these symptoms of Parkinson's really reflect. They reflect the influences of external impacts on your body physically, as well as on your mental health, that create lots of jiggling and jarring and tremoring and frustrations with being stuck in your life. In other words, you are not in control. Something else out there is all of a sudden controlling you. In other words, the source is not from within, the source is outside. Then, what happens is when the symptoms emerge, what we'd like to be able to do is to have some way of assuming control. And so the people who are succeeding are finding multiple natural methods that are providing them with relief. And so they say, okay, we're going to take control. We're going to find some of these natural options that can really help us. Now, some of those folks are fully recovered, but many are not. And so then the really final question is, well, why not? And the answer is really very simple. The answer is that all of the healing to be 100% successful has to come within. It doesn't come from without. In other words, when you take full responsibility within for healing, then bingo, all of a sudden, you will find that you will have all of these discoveries about what's going on, and you will take the action that is necessary and needed to be able to have a successful healing experience. The other kind of report I can give you is that I have personally experienced how the stresses of even a work, a very challenging professional position can have on the tensions that we experience in our body. When I was able to finally quit my academic post, I was surprised by how relaxed I felt. In other words, we don't really realize that we are carrying all of this tension and anxiety throughout the cells of our body because it's always been there, perhaps even from the moment that we were born, if not before. So the bottom line, I think, is the following. In responding to the person who wanted to know the one therapy that I would recommend, the answer is, well, there is no one therapy. There never will be one single therapy that will provide the enduring and sustained relief from the symptoms that are experienced. The answer is, for an answer to this person, to do some inner reflections and to ask yourself, okay, what's up with me right now? Am I still carrying some anger about some things that I experienced that have been done to me in my life? It's time for me to be able to resolve those embedded traumas that are at the cellular level of my body. It's also, I think, important to realize that when healing comes within, we then have to begin to reflect on, all right, okay, so let's stop here and ask the question, I'm alive. Why am I here? What's the purpose? What do I need to accomplish in my life that I have not yet accomplished? And once we begin to reflect on that, that can be actually the most compelling resolution to whatever challenges you might experience. So beginning to do what it is that you are here to do in your life will be a healing that is profound in itself. So healing that is coming from within, taking full control and realizing that you can't go out and ask anybody, okay, fix me, to expect that you will be fixed. It's not going to happen. So of course, if a person asks me specific questions about therapies, I'm happy to provide those answers. I'm happy to provide what evidence I have about how effective they are for persons with Parkinson's, but in the end, for full recovery to unfold, I think the real secret lies deep within, perhaps at the soul level. So to do some soul searching, to acknowledge and to honor the traumas that you have experienced in your life. You say to yourself, yeah, okay, that's right. I had my gallbladder removed back 35 years ago, but hey, that was a long time ago. What's the big deal? Well, I'm sorry, but any surgeries of any type are going to have a huge enduring impact. And finally, yes, you can release the tensions and the anxieties that have been embedded at the cellular level as a result of any and all traumas. So why are you here? What's your purpose? And do some meditations on realizing that it's time for you to take full control. And of course, finally, to realize if you're going to any healthcare professional, and if you're saying, what do you recommend that I do? Well, you'll get some answers, and so oftentimes they're great answers. I hope I give good answers when people ask me that question. But to also realize, well, it's time for you to stop and to ask yourself, okay, what do I really think? What is calling out to me? What does my body need? What do I need? And to be able to use your own intuition, your own guidance, your own inspiration to make decisions on what the therapies are that will really benefit you and to help you from healing the traumas that you've actually experienced. In the end, that's where it is really at. Of course, yes, toxins are a big part of it, but guess what? Toxins are stuck in your body because the trauma happens to linger on. The two are connected. So you are not going to be able to get rid of the toxins unless you actually resolve the issues of trauma in your physical body. So that's my overview and a result of the reflections that I've done. Now, of course, the truth is that when I say to persons, okay, let's do some reflections, that doesn't go over real well. I think a lot of people would like to believe that because they can function, their traumas have been resolved, and that's not a big issue. But I'm here to tell you, after 20 years of talking to people, I don't think I've ever had a conversation, and I've had thousands of them with persons diagnosed with Parkinson's, who has, after we've talked some, not been able to recognize that traumas have played a huge role in their life of one type or another. So to realize, well, that's the issue. And of course, when we have traumas, remember, we are not in control of anything. Something is happening to us. So what we have to do is to be able to all of a sudden turn that around. Instead of allowing things to happen to us and at us, what we wind up being able to do is to say, okay, wait a minute, I'm going to stop that process of expecting that the answers are going to be external to me and realize all of the answers that are going to enable me to have a successful relief from the symptoms that I experience reside deep within me, in my consciousness, in my soul, in my ability to know what's best for me. So we've now covered a couple of topics, one of them the question about C60, and of course it's the same answer I give you. Will C60 be something that can help you? Well, do some meditation to ask yourself, is that something your body needs? If so, then give it a try and let us know one way or another whether that therapy is something that can really provide you sustained relief from your symptoms. I've just checked the chat room box there. I don't see anybody who's written in any follow-up questions or topics that you'd like for me to discuss. Again, as I keep saying over and over, because we've been doing this so long, boy, we have really covered many, many different approaches and natural therapies that we've documented from experts that really have had some compelling and wonderful influences on allowing people to celebrate relief from their symptoms. So there are lots of choices, and if anything, what I didn't expect is that we've really overwhelmed members of my audience with having so many choices. Many people get stuck with thinking, well, I don't know which one I need to choose. I think I'll just choose none of them because I'm so stuck. So I think I've created a problem in itself because there's so many choices. But again, what I'm saying to everybody is, I think if you'll realize, get in control, realize that the answers are out there, do some soul searching, do some meditations, ask yourself, what does your body need? And also acknowledge the stresses that you've experienced in your life and set the intention to be able to release anything that continues to be embedded to the cellular level like super glue in your body, I think you'll find you will have a wonderful celebration of relief from whatever symptoms you currently experience. Now, we have a couple of individuals who've called in, so I want to just open up the line and say hello. If you're just here to listen and not to say anything, just let me know. But I just want to be sure that we open up the line and say, hello, how are you? What's up? Do you have any topics you want to discuss or questions you want to answer? So I've got a line in it. I don't have a name, but I do say it's from Phoenix, Arizona. I want to say hello. Are you there?
Hi, this is Isabel. Thanks again, Robert, for addressing that question on the C60. And your discussions on trauma definitely spoke to me today, so I appreciate that and hope everyone's had a great day. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Isabel. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's wonderful to connect.
Thank you.
And let me now open up. We also have a call from, and I recognize this city. It's Chapel Hill, North Carolina, but it's Bill, who actually, I think, lives in Los Angeles now. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Robert. How are you?
Hi, doing fine, Bill. And so how are you? What's up with you today?
I'm good. I think I mentioned last month that I'm participating in this clinical trial involving stem cells, so I'm kind of preoccupied with that at the moment.
What's been the result so far?
I spent 2 weeks in Houston getting the thing going on the protocol, and so far so good. Of course, since it's a clinical trial, there's certain people who are just going to be getting placebo, and I have no idea whether I'm getting the real thing or the placebo, but certainly nothing negative about it other than the travel. So the program series goes on for a year or a year and a half. So
That really is. So you keep getting new treatments, follow-up treatments?
There are three infusions, as they call them, of stem cells over about a year and a half, and in between assessments of various tests of various kinds. So it's kind of a big deal. It's very time-intensive, travel-intensive. But it
It sounds like a wonderful thing to do. And, of course, travel is pretty extensive for you because you're still in L.A., so you're having to travel to Houston to get these treatments and get these follow-ups?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's no way around that. And airline travel these days is extremely stressful and annoying.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Well, this is really exciting news, Bill, because we don't really
I'll keep you posted, Robert, as things move along or if I have some firmer information. But I'm definitely participating, and I'll do my best to do a good job. It's a huge medical center. The Houston University of Texas Medical Center is the biggest medical center I've ever seen.
Right.
And they're very professional there, very caring. They seem to be really professional and competent. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you know, I've talked to many people who've had stem cell therapy of one type or another. There are a lot of obviously different technologies that are used. And I have to say I haven't really interviewed anybody who said they're worse. A number of people have said they're better. That it made a big difference. There are a few that have said they're about the same, but I would have this wonderful expectation that you'll notice some wonderful improvements over time. The one issue that lingers as far as a question is, well, how long do the results last? And for this to be a year and a half, that's wonderful news. Okay, a year and a half, they'll be able to track this over a period of time to see, okay, my prediction would be you'll notice some positive results here in the short term. And they'll be able to track it over time to see what the results really are. So that sounds like a beautifully designed study to me.
Yeah, it seems to. This is I did the phase one safety one with a smaller group, and this is 45 people for phase two, where it's a double blind. And,
so half of you are getting it and half of you are not. So, again, you don't know for sure whether you're placebo or not, and you shouldn't know, obviously.
Right.
Well, wonderful.
So I'll keep you posted as things move forward.
Thank you so much, Bill. And thank you for, you know, being willing to volunteer to be a participant in that study. It'll benefit many, many other people.
I hope so.
Many blessings to you.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for everything.
You're welcome. Let me now check into our chat room, and we don't have anybody who has yet written any topics to be discussed, and we're going to look in the Q&A field. We also don't have anything that's been entered there. Know that I am available to you to answer questions as they might come up. So please do not hesitate to give me a call and let me know what's up. How might I be able to provide some support for your journey down the road to recovery? That's what Parkinson's Recovery Membership really is all about, not just to have this series of new website entries every day, every weekday that you have access to, the meditations. We're doing some meditations this week and also last week about thoughts and how they affect our recovery. And of course, thoughts are very much connected to being able to control one way or another what happens in our life. Remember, we've got the meditation that's the week long for the entire week that's about 30 minutes. We've got the shorter meditations that are only 5 minutes. We've got the inspirational quote. We've got the joke. And again, the whole point is you can read it, and hopefully you'll think it's somewhat funny, but the idea is you'll laugh out loud, because laughing out loud just one time is going to likely make as much dopamine as any medicine, supplement, or pill will do for you. And then, of course, we've got the whole depository of the 270 radio show interviews that I've conducted over the last 20 years. They were all categorized. So if you have a topic that you'd like to be able to know more about, you just click on that category on the topic listings, and all the shows that have covered that specific topic will be listed. So you can really focus on getting information about that one very specific topic. We've got a mindfulness challenge that we introduce every single week. So be sure to look at the mindfulness challenge. I found those to be really useful, where every week I will just draw my attention to whatever happens to be the challenge of the week. And it, again, it is a way gradually to be able to become more mindful of how you live your life. Remember, when you're mindful, you are in the present moment. You are not anticipating future catastrophes. You are not agonizing over past tragedies. You are simply in the moment. And that really will have a huge impact on ameliorating and softening your symptoms, whatever they might be. Mindfulness is huge. We've also got what I call mind work, and that's a challenge every week for you to be able to exercise the neural networks there that we have plasticity in our brain, and it supports the plasticity to be able to have new neural networks that are created. So be sure to do your mind work exercises. The idea is you'll do them every day during the week. And again, because they are so different and so strange, we're oftentimes suggesting that you do slapping with hands, for example, on your knees, as well as saying some things at the same time. You are creating new neural networks by doing just that. Very simple things to do, but very powerful as well. So be sure to check into all the member website entries. We've spent quite a bit of time over the last month to update the programming on each of the member websites to make sure that you get very quick responses. And, of course, all the information is totally protected from any kind of a hacking. So thank you so much for being a contributor to Parkinson's Recovery and for your participation. And again, know that I am here and available to provide whatever support you need. My cell phone number is 360-789-1658. Call me anytime. If I don't answer live, which is likely, I will certainly give you a call back. That is certainly a promise. So thanks so much for being here, and again, for being a supporter of the many free resources that we offer to our global audience that provides all sorts of options for being able to have sustained recovery from whatever symptoms you or they currently experience. You have a magnificent month. We look forward to connecting with you for the last Sunday in November after what I hope all of you will have a wonderful Thanksgiving celebration.